We have been studying from the book of Matthew systematically.
我们一直以来都是有持续的学习马太福音。
We want to learn about God and His salvation plan through God's appointed Messiah, Jesus.
我们的目的是要了解亚伟的拯救的计划，就是通过耶稣基督进行的。
Jesus is a man who can truly manifest what God is like.
耶稣是一个能够完完全全表达神是怎么样的一个人物。
And his life has lived up to what he has taught.
而他的一生他所教别人做的他自己首先做到了。
So we have talked about the birth of Jesus and the related prophecies.
过去我们谈过耶稣的出生以及关于他出生的预言。
We have also talked about his baptism.
我们也谈过他的洗礼。
And the test or temptation he has gone through before he began his ministry.
以及洗礼后在他开始传道之前他所经过的试探。
And we have also talked about his calling of full-time disciples.
我们又谈过他如何召聚一群全时间跟随他的门徒。
We have now come to the part of his ministry.
现在呢，我们也来到他传道的工作。
His ministry was composed of teachings and miracle healings.
耶稣传道的工作呢，是分两个部分的。第一部分就是他的教导，另外第二部分就是他所行的奇迹。
And of course, there is another part of his ministry which is rarely mentioned, is his prayer life.
当然，还有第三部分是人甚少提到的，就是他暗地里向神的祈祷。
Jesus liked to spend considerable time with his God alone.
耶稣很喜欢用很长的时间通过祷告亲近神。
This is when he can draw strength from God and refocus his life goal.
因为他的力量的来源以及他的人生的能够对准他的目标是通过祷告而来的。
And today we are at Matthew chapter 5.
今天我们又次来到马太福音的第五章。
His teaching ministry.
就是他的教导。
The Sermon on the Mount.
传统上称作登山宝训。
The Sermon on the Mount covers three chapters from chapter 5 to chapter 7.
登山宝训涵盖了马太福音第五、第六、第七三章。
The Sermon on the Mount is the core teachings of Jesus.
登山宝训正是耶稣基督的核心的教导。
In the whole chapter of Matthew 5, you will notice a few words which Jesus said repeatedly.
在马太福音第五章有一句话是耶稣重复的用的。
You have heard that it was said, but I say to you.
就是你们听过有这样的话说可是我告诉你们
If you can still remember, the first sentence you have heard that it was said is referring to the Old Testament law.
第一句话呢，就是你们听过有这样的话说，所指的就是旧约圣经的律法。
The Old Testament law governed every aspect of the daily life of the Jewish people.
旧约的律法对于犹太人民来说是犹太人民的生活的各个方面都是有约束力的。
So Jesus would quote one of the laws from the Old Testament.
所以这里耶稣会引用一些来自旧约的律法。
So he said, "You have heard that it was said."
他说，你们听过有这样的话对你们说。
And then he went on to say, "But I say to you."
然后他就说，可是我告诉你们。
That is to say, he wants to explain further what the Old Testament law really means.
意思就是说，他要向他的听众解释律法真正的含义到底是什么。
When Jesus came, he wanted people to understand the true intention of the law, and not to understand the law in a legalistic way.
耶稣来的目的是叫人们明白律法真正的意图，而不是用一种律法师的方式去了解律法。
Every good thing starts from the heart. So does every bad thing.
每一样好的东西都是从人的心发出的。同样，每一件坏的东西也是从人的心出来的。
So the heart or attitude must first be changed.
所以人的心，也就是说人的态度，首先必须改变。
What Jesus wants to say is, people must be governed by the Spirit of God.
耶稣要说的是，人们必须被神的灵所管理。
People must be filled by the Spirit of God.
人们需要神的灵所充满。
And in applying the law, we must be led by the Spirit of God.
当人们应用律法的教训的时候，必须被神的灵引领。
Now with this introduction, let's continue with where we have left off.
这就是今天我开始的一个开场白。现在我们就接着上一次所学习的来读马太福音第五章。
Matthew 5:38-42.
马太福音五章从38节到42节。
Now this is a passage most people would find nonsensical.
那这段话呢，大部分的人读起来都会觉得不合理的。
And thus, hard to put it into practice.
因为不合理的缘故是挺困难去实践出来的。
I hope after today, you will understand this teaching of Jesus and know how to practice it.
我希望经过今天的讲道，你会明白，这些的话的真的含义。你更会明白如何去应用。
So let's begin by reading verse 38.
首先我们从第38节看起。
You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist one who is evil.
38节，你们听过有这样的吩咐，以眼还眼，以牙还牙。可是我告诉你们，不要与恶人对抗。
So once again, Jesus has put one of the Old Testament laws side by side to his teaching.
这一次呢，耶稣又把其中在旧约的律法中的一条提出来，然后他有自己解释。
An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. This is the law quoted from Exodus.
以眼还眼，以牙还牙，是引用自旧约的出埃及记21章的。
I think in our Chinese culture, this is a common saying too.
这个概念呢，我相信在我们中国人的思想里头也是非常的熟悉的。
Now let's bear in mind, this law deals with what should be done to a person who hurt or kill someone in a fight.
在旧约的圣经里头，每一次，这句话被提起的时候，都是关乎，当两个人有冲突，一个人被另外一个人打伤了，那被打伤那个人可以以什么的方法去对付。
What Jesus goes on to say is obviously contrary to the letters of the law.
耶稣所主张的，明显是跟这个律法的表面的意思是违反的。
But today we will learn what Jesus wants to say.
但是今天我们讲到的目的是要明白耶稣的真正的意思是什么。
Let's read on.
我们继续看。
But I say to you, do not resist one who is evil.
可是我告诉你们，不要反抗恶人。
If we do not resist one who is evil, so what should we do?
如果我们不应该反抗恶人的话，那我们该怎么做呢？
This is what we should do.
我们应该做的就是这样了。
But if anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if anyone would sue you and take your coat, let him have your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile,Go with him 2 miles. Give to him who begs from you, and do not refuse him who would borrow from you.
有人打你的右脸，把另外一边也转过来让他打。有人要告你， 想拿你的衬衫，就连你的外套也让他拿去。有人要强迫你走一里路，就陪他走两里。有求你的就给他，想接待的也不可拒绝。
What's your first reaction after reading it?
那请问你看到耶稣这几句话，你第一个反应怎么样？
What's your reaction?
你们的反应怎么样？
爽喽。啊？爽喽。爽喽。
傻瓜。
傻瓜。傻瓜。Silly. That's silly. What else?
还有呢？
哎，啊，为什么 ？Why？ 啊，对。So Lily, you have not refused the word of God right away, but you will ask why.
所以有人想问为什么，也就是说你没有马上拒绝耶稣的话。
Well, this is a very good response.
这个反应我觉得蛮好的。
Some people may just close the Bible.And walk out of the church.
因为有人听见这些话呢，他就决定我把圣经就关上，我决定一走了之。
The Bible is not for me.
因为这本圣经是跟我无关。
Now I hope Lily, you find your answer, as I go on.
那我期盼今天 Lily 会找到你想知道的答案。
Before I explain why,
那在我解释为什么之前
，May I ask who has ever put This teaching of Jesus into practice.
在座当中有谁曾经把这样的教训实践过
？I give you a few moments to trace back in your memory.
我给你们一点的时间去回忆，要是你以前曾经这样做过的话。
If I have you ever done such so-called silly things?
你刚才说这样的傻瓜，请问你以前有这样做过这样的傻事吗？好像没有做过，没有做过。
Why？
为什么呢？
要把打过发明，要不打过。Oh, right, exactly. Has any one of you ever experienced these three situations？
这里提到三个情景。请问你们有没有曾经有过其中一种
？Have you ever been slapped？ 哎，阿辉。
最后一种，
想
有人想问借钱啦，你又跟我拒绝，
Also, Ahoy, you haven't put the Lord's teaching into practice, then.
是阿开就说，我第三种情景我有做过，但是我所做的是刚刚相反的。有人向我借钱，我就决定不借给他。
So Ahoy was sharing with us once someone borrowed money from her, but she refused. But why do you refuse, Ahoy?
为什么你拒绝呢？
因为我知道我的朋友是懦弱的。
还咩话？He's a gambler.
因为他知道，向他借钱的人借了钱就去赌的。
But in this way, you haven't practiced the Lord's teaching.
但是你不借给他，你就没有做到耶稣所吩咐的呢。
Oh, this is a problem.
那这是一个问题啊。
But let's go back a little bit.
我们再回来一点。
And we'll remember what Kai has shared with us.
但是我们要记住刚才Kai所说的。
Now, have you ever been slapped on the right cheek?
从来有没有人打你的右脸
？No.
没有过。
No. Have you ever been slapped on your left cheek?
从来有没有人打过你的左脸？
No, not even your mom. Not even your mom. Yeah. Maybe parents. Yeah. Yeah. Most likely is by parents.
我的爸、我的妈打过我的左脸。
Now, if you want to slap on someone's left cheek, you just go like this.
你想打另外一个人的左脸，很简单，你就用手劈他 一把。
If you want to slap on someone's right cheek, how can you do it?
但是如果你要打一个人的右脸的话，你要怎么打？你必须用着手背这样劈。
Yeah, you know, this means double insult to a person.
被打自己的右脸是双重羞辱。
So this example is talking about insult.
所以这个情景呢，是关于一个人羞辱另外一个人。
Has anyone ever tried to sue you?
有没有人把你控告过？
Maybe not.
或许没有。
No, you haven't been to the courtroom yet.
你从来没有上过法院。
Yeah. Yeah, when you are being dealt with unfairly in a court case, you know it's not fair.
假设你试过有人不公平的对待你，却要告你，你觉得这样子是非常的不公平的。
So what should you do? You let him insult you, or you just give him whatever the person asks you?
那你该怎么做呢？你让他这样做呢，还是他要什么你就给他什么吗？
Now, as you can see, if we put the Lord's teaching into practice literally, you'll run into all kinds of inner conflicts.
很明显的，要是我们按照字面的意思去实行耶稣这几句话的话，我们就会看见很多的矛盾问题了。
If we translate all these situations into modern language, you will even see the conflict more clearly.
那当我们把这些耶稣的话变成现代每天生活的情景的时候，这些矛盾问题就更明显了。
For example, bullying in school. Will you, as a Christian, teach your children to turn the other cheek?
要是你的孩子在校园被人欺负，你作为一个基督徒，你会不会对你的孩子说，就让他吧？
If someone punch you on the nose, will you teach your children, you let him punch your cheek too?
要是有人打你的孩子的鼻子，你会不会叫他，你把你的脸也让他打吧？
Will you teach your children like this?
你会这样教你的孩子吗？
How will you teach your children?
那如果你不会这样教，你会怎样教你的孩子呢？
Celine, how will you teach your child?
Celine, 你是怎样教你的女儿的呢？
Tell your teacher.
告诉老师，当然了。
Yeah, this is number one, step one.
这个是第一步啊。
How about Julia?
Julia,
what will you do if in school someone bully you?
要是假设在学校有人欺负你。你怎么做？
What will you do? What? Hit them back.
我打他。
Because you are tall enough now. Wow. When you try to put the Lord's teaching into practice, you run into a lot of doubts and problems.
所以当你按照字面的意思尝试去应用的时候，你会发觉应用起来问题很多呢。
Because obviously you won't do what the Lord Jesus said.
因为明显的，虽然耶稣就这样说，你不会按照他的字就这样行的。
Say for an example, well, actually someone has experienced this. A cyclist, when she was driving on the road, and suddenly a cyclist approached her car and hit her car.
曾经有一个人在开车的时候，在路上有一个骑自行车的人故意撞到你的车头了。
And then he will accuse you, it's you who hit me.
然后他就控告你，为什么撞到我呢？
So give me 100 pounds.
好吧，我们就庭外解决，你给我100磅。
Let's settle the matter between two of us.
我们的快快的解决，事情就没了。
But you know he's lying.
但是你心里知道他是假的，这个人。
You haven't hit him.
你根本就没有撞到他。
But you are a Christian.
但是你是基督徒呀。
You know the Lord's teaching.
你有听过耶稣的教导呀。
What would you do?
那你该怎么办呢？
If anyone would sue you and take your coat, Let him have your cloak as well.
耶稣说，若有人想告你夺你的内袍，你连外袍也让他拿去吧。
So if you do what the Lord said literally, you, what will you do is 100 is not enough. I give you 200 pounds.
如果按照耶稣的话的字面的意思去执行的话，你赔他100磅都嫌少了，你该赔他200磅才对。
It doesn't make sense to you, does it?
这样听来不合理吧。
How about lending money?
那借贷又怎么样？
If someone come to you to ask for money,
要是有人走到你面前向你借钱，
According to this teaching, you just give.
按照耶稣的话，你应该给他。
I think that's why many people, especially the drug addicts, when they want money, they will go to the church.
为了这个缘故，有些人，特别是吸毒的人，喜欢走到教堂去要钱。
Now, if you give money to those people, what would most likely happen?
那假如你给钱给这类的人，他拿了钱会怎么做呢？
What do you think?
你觉得呢?
They buy drugs, right?
他会去买毒品，对不对?
And then, what happens next?
然后呢?又怎么样?
What about next week?
下个星期会发生什么事?
They will keep coming back to you.
他再来了,他会一次又一次再来要钱。
So, if I do...What the Lord said, will they take advantage of our kindness?
是如果我们执行耶稣的话，这里的人岂不是会利用我们吗？
And what if you know, after they borrow your money, they use the money to buy drugs, alcohols, cigarettes? Will you still give them money?
你明知他拿了钱是会买毒品、买酒、买香烟的，你还会给钱吗？
And what if you don't have surplus to help?
要是你的口袋里根本就没有更多的钱可以给人？
Do you borrow money from somewhere so that you can give?
但为了执行耶稣的话，你是否应该向有钱的人借钱，然后给那个人呢？
This doesn't make sense to you.
那你肯定觉得不合理。
What the Lord Jesus is trying to say, we must understand.
所以耶稣真正的意思，你必须明白。
If we practice the Lord's teaching without truly understand it, there will be problems.
因为不明白耶稣的含义，去执行的话，会有问题的。
I remember when I was still young.I have not yet understood the Lord's teaching properly.
我记得当我年轻的时候，我还没正确地了解耶稣的话的意思。
If I read this passage, I would think I should be a nice person.
我看到这样的话呢，我觉得耶稣的意思是，他要我做一个善良的人。
I don't fight, I don't quarrel, I just give in.
不打架，不吵架，人要什么，我给他。
I remember one incident.
我记得有一次。
I was 20 years old at the time.
当时才20岁。
And my family had migrated into Canada.
我一家已经移民到加拿大去。
My mother with her four children we were living in an apartment.
我母亲和她的四个儿女就在一套的公寓里。
And one afternoon, my sister came back from school.
有一天，我的妹妹放学回到家。
I opened the door for her.
我开门给她。
As I opened the door, I saw she was in tears.
我看见她在流泪。
And she was very upset.
她很不高兴。
She was 10 years old at that time.
当年她才十岁。
She told me, because we lived on the top floor, she had to take a lift up to our home.
我们的公寓是在房子的顶楼，所以她回家要乘升降机。
And she said our neighbor who lived on ground floor were in the lift with her alone.
他说，住在楼下一套房子的一个人，一个住客， 跟他一起坐电梯。
And this neighbor pinched her arm so hard that it left a mark there.
这个人这样去捏他的手臂呢，使得他受了伤。
And I think it's very painful.
我相信他觉得非常疼痛。
And maybe she was afraid too.
应该也非常的害怕。
Because she was only 10 years old.
才十岁的女孩。
Being alone in a lift with a stranger.
就跟一个陌生的人在电梯里头。
And she was pinched on her arm.
这个人把她也弄伤。
And so she told me, you must go to scold her.
她对我说，你一定要下去找这个人去骂他一顿。
Wow, it's a difficult job for me.
对我来说，这个有点困难。
I never scolded anyone.
因为我一生以来都没有骂过一个人。
I have been a Christian since 13 years old.
从13岁我就成了一个基督徒。
And I have learned to be kind-hearted.
因为圣经都叫我要良善的待人。
I don't know how to scold.
我不懂得怎么骂人呢。
It's a difficult job for me.
所以对我来说很为难。
But I was the only person at home.
所以当时只有我在家。
Should my mom be at home, my mom would go and scold her.
要是我妈当时在家的话，她肯定会在楼下去骂这个人的。
So, you know, how did I reply my sister?
你想我是怎么样回答我的妹妹呢？
I said, leave it.
我对她说，算了吧。
That was me.
那就是当时的我。
I was young. I don't fully understand the Lord's teaching.
我没有真正的明白主的教导。
So I regretted it till this day.
所以到今天，为了这件事情，我还觉得遗憾。
If we practice it literally without truly understanding it, we'll run into lots of inner conflicts, doubts, and even troubles.
当我们执行耶稣的话，是按照字面的意思去做，而不是明白了它的真的含义的时候呢，会有很多内心的矛盾问题，甚至是麻烦。
Those inner conflicts, such as will it not breed evil?
比如说，心中会有的矛盾，包括我这样做，世界上岂不会越来越多恶人恶事吗？
Will it not encourage injustice?
我们这样不会是纵容了一些的不公平的事情吗？
Is Christian a coward?
基督徒岂不是懦弱的吗？
Is Christian forever a victim of some sort?
基督徒是不是永远都做被害人呢？
And even if you have no such inner conflicts, and you are willing to do whatever the Bible teaches,You still need to ask a further question.
即便你心里没有过这样的矛盾，而且你愿意圣经怎么教导，也就怎么执行的话，你还需要问下一个问题呢。
The question that Lily has asked, why? For what am I doing this?
那个问题就是刚才 Lily 所提的，为什么我这样做是为什么原因呢？
Now, Jesus.Like to speak in parables.
那耶稣讲话，他习惯上常常用比喻。
He likes to speak with metaphors, similes.
他用的隐喻或者名喻都很多。
To understand Jesus' teaching, we must read beyond the letters.
要真正的明白耶稣的话的含义，你必须明白字句背后的精神。
If we take his words literally, it may not work.
因为你刚光看表面是行不通的。
For example, one time Jesus said this.
我举一个例子，有一次耶稣说了这些的话。
Jesus said to his disciples.
耶稣对他的门徒这样说。
For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood,Abides in me, and I in him.
因为我的肉是真正的食物，我的血是真正的饮料。吃我肉、喝我血的人， 就住在我里面，我也住在他里面。
These words are repulsive.
这样的话叫人很讨厌。
Do you think Jesus is really asking us to eat his flesh, drink his blood?
那你觉得耶稣真的是要人们吃他的肉，喝他的血吗？
Obviously, it's not meant for us to practice literally, is it?
太明显的，他的意图不是人们按照字面的意思去执行他的话。
Jesus explains himself later.
下来，耶稣就解释他的意思是什么。
It is the spirit that gives life. The flesh is of no avail. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life.
他说使人活的是灵，肉体是无济于事的。我对你们说的话是灵，是生命。
Spirit, it means the essence.
灵这个字就是精髓的意思。
Flesh means the letter.
肉体的意思就是表面的字句的意思。
So we don't just follow the letters of Jesus' teachings, but we need to always understand the essence of his teaching.
所以耶稣的教导的意思呢，我们先要掌握的不是表面字句的意思，而是里面的核心的精髓。
The words of Jesus are spirit and life.
耶稣的话是生命，是灵。
If we can grasp the spirit of Jesus' teaching, there is life.
如果我们能够掌握耶稣话里头的精髓，在那里有生命。
In fact, the whole of Matthew chapter 5 should not be understood literally. And we must ask, what is the essence?
其实回到马太福音的第五章，耶稣的话，整章的话，我们都不应该按照表面的字句的意思去理解的，我们必须问事情的核心的精神在哪里。
What is the essence of Jesus' teaching?
耶稣的话的精神在于什么呢？
I said it before, every good thing starts from the heart, and so does every bad thing.
我刚才说每一件好的事情都是从人的心发出的，而每一件坏的事情同样是从人的心所发的。
If we don't focus on how this person reacts to the evil doer, what he did, then let's focus on what kind of person is such a person.
如果我们不应该凭对方怎么对我们去反应的话，让我们现在就集中去关注这样追随耶稣教导的人到底是什么样的一类人。
Can you see something in this person?
这类的人你看见还看不见他里头有什么？
Now if this person do this, if we understand this teaching literally, then this person is silly.
要是按照字面的意思，这样的人我们会觉得很傻的。
Now I'm saying we should not take Jesus' teaching literally.
那我再说一次，我们不应该按照字面的意思去理解耶稣的话。
So can you see something in this person?
但是这样做的人，你能不能看出他里头有什么？
He has got something powerful within him.
他里头有力量。
This person is not being passive.
这个人绝对不被动。
First of all, he doesn't run away from trouble.
比如说，首先，他有事情这样发生了，他第一，他没有跑掉。
He hasn't hide himself and cried in a dark corner.
他没有找一个地方在哭。
He's not afraid of going out. He's not afraid of bumping into that evil person again.
他没有躲起来，他不害怕出去，他不害怕再次遇见这个人。
And he's not depressed all the time.
他也不是在抑郁。
And he's not a coward.
他不是懦弱。
On the contrary, he's bold enough to face the evil doer or the troublemaker.
相反，应该说这个人蛮勇敢的，他敢于面对这个恶人。
So this person is not being passive.
所以这个人第一并不被动。
And then secondly, he takes further action.
第二呢，他再采取进一步的行动。
But not retaliate.
只不过这个进一步的行动不是报复。
Not an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
不是以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
Inside this person, there is no hatred. No bitterness.
在这个人的里头没有苦毒，没有报复的心。
And thirdly, this person is calm but bold.
第三，这个人非常的冷静，况且很勇敢。
He's kind.But firm.
他的心很良善，但是他非常的坚定。
He's positive and purposeful.
他非常的积极，也非常有目的感的。
He doesn't accept the situation passively.
他没有被动的就接受了发生在身上的事情。
He has the inner strength.
他有内心的力量。
He does something about it with a purpose in mind.
他抱着有一个具体的目的去采取进一步的行动。
He knows what he's doing and why he's doing it.
他知道他在做什么，他也知道他为什么这样做。
Let's look at the Beatitudes again.
让我们再一次复习马太福音第八福的话。
The Beatitudes describe the characteristics of those in the kingdom of God.
八福所描绘的是天国里头的人的性情。
The people in the kingdom of God bear those marks.
因为在天国里头的人都有这样的特性特征。
This is an excerpt from the whole Beatitudes.
下来的是我们把一些当中八福的一些字句作为例子。
I have chosen these few beatitudes.
下来我选了几个福。
Because these few beatitudes best describe that person.
因为下来我选了这几个福，能够好好的描绘今天我们看的这一类的人。
Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
哀恸的人有福了。因为他们必得安慰。
Mourn is the mourning for sin.
哀恸这里的意思就是为了罪恶觉得伤心。
Or maybe we can read through these four beatitudes first.
我们先把这四个福再复习一次。
Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
哀恸的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy.
怜悯人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙怜悯。
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God.
使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
I think these four beatitudes can best describe that person.
我觉得这四个福啊，真的能够好好的形容今天我们看的这种人。
It can describe what's happening inside that person.
这些的话能够形容这种人心里头在想什么，他的心肠是怎么样。
Mourn.
哀恸。
First of all, this person, when he sees something unfair happened.
哀恸，比如说有一个人看见有不公平的事情发生。
Or the evil doers is doing harm to people.
或者看见一个恶人在伤害另外一个人。
First of all, inside his heart, he felt the grief for sin.
首先，这个人的心里头为对方感到难过。
We don't hate sinners, but we hate sin.
我们所恨恶的是罪恶的本身，但是我们不恨恶罪人。
In seeing their evil doing, we felt they are pitiful.
看见他们作恶，我们心里为他们难过。
Because they live in sin.
因为他们生活在罪恶的捆绑之下。
They are under the bondage of sin.
他们被绑住。
And they don't even know it.
And 他们不知道。
They bully people. They treat people badly.
他欺负人，对，恶待人。
And actually, they are the one who is the most pitiful.
其实这个恶人才是最可怜的。
So, first of all, to understand the Lord's teaching, it all starts with our inner attitude.
所以我在说，要明白耶稣的话呢，首先要从我们心的态度开始。
This person, if he or she can't so-called turn the other cheek to the evildoers, that means, first of all, inside him, he felt pity for that person.
要是这个人能够把另外一边的甲都转过来给人打的话，那首先，他心里头看见恶人作恶，是为他感到难过的。
So if you can see that evildoer in a different way, then it will change your attitude inside.
所以要是你能够换一个角度来看待这个恶人，你对他的态度也会改变。
Next, that person inside of him, he's meek.
这种人的内心，第二，我们看见也是温柔的。
Meekness means he is able to humbly wait upon God to carry out justice.
温柔在圣经有这个谦卑等候神来主持公道的含义。
He trusts that God will carry out justice.
他信得过神一天会主持公道的。
It's not necessary for him to retaliate.
他觉得没有必要自己来解决。
There are people who wants to take matters in their hands.
在今天的社会里头，有人要自己解决问题。
As a result, they do silly things.
结果呢，有时候会做一些很傻的事。
They involved in fights.
他们打架。
Hatred.
恨。
In this way, then, as a result, evil will breed evil.
结果呢，社会上越来越的恶事。
But what we are looking at is that this person.Because of his trust in God, he doesn't retaliate.
但是这个人因为他信得过神的缘故，他不报复。
I mean, not retaliate in with hatred.
我的意思是抱着报恨去报复。
Instead, he leave the matter to the Lord.
他宁愿把事情交托给神。
And he will, God will certainly carry out justice.
而神必定会主持公道。
And then this person is also merciful.
我们又看见这种人是有怜悯人的心的。
Because he has pity on the sinner.
因为他觉得这个人可怜。
He trusts that God will carry out justice.
他有信得过神会主持公道。
And he is able to forgive.
所以他有力量去宽恕。
The next, he will take a further step.
还有呢，他还进一步采取行动。
He's not passive.
他绝对不是被动的一个人。
After forgiving that person, he will take further step to approach him in a right way.
既然心里已经宽恕了这个人，他还会采取行动去找这个人，那当然是用正确的方式。
The purpose is to lead him to repentance.
的目的就是怎样帮助这个人能够归向神。
To help that person to reconcile to God.
怎样能帮助这个人与神修好。
So that he can be freed from the bondage of sin.
目的是一天这个人能够从罪的捆锁当中被释放。
And he will be changed.
被改变。
He doesn't have to be an evil doer anymore.
那以后呢，这个人就不用继续的作恶呢。
In Romans chapter 12:21, it says.
在罗马书的十二章二十一节这样说。
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
不可被恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。
Notice the word overcome.
请注意这个胜字。
That means those who can do this is the winner.
所以能这样实行耶稣的话的才是得胜者。
Not loser.
不是一个失败者。
Not silly.
不是一个傻瓜。
He is the winner.
他是一个得胜者。
But what has he won?
他赢了什么呢?
He has won the sinner.
他赢过来的就是这个罪人。
Not for himself.
不是为了自己的利益。
But for the kingdom of God.
而是为了天国。
Now let me sum up with one word.
我希望用一个字来总结今天这一课。
That is compassion.
就是怜惜。
If we are moved by the compassion of God, and we have the intention to save that evildoer,
只要是我们被神的怜惜所感动，而我们心里有这种的意图，想帮助这个人得救，
to give him a chance to repent,
给这个人有机会能够悔改。
Now this is the whole point, the whole essence of Jesus' teaching.
这才是耶稣今天的话的精髓。
Filled with God's compassion,
就是我们要被神的怜恤的心充满我们
，and then actively do something,
然后积极的做点事
，with an intention to save that person,
抱着要帮助这个人得救的目的去做。
Lately, I have watched a video clip.
最近我看了一个视频。
And there mentioned an incident.
那里是关于一件事。
There is a person, a mother, called Mary.
有一个母亲叫玛利亚。
In 1993,
在1993年,
Mary's son was shot dead during an argument in a party.
他的儿子参加派对的时候被一个人用枪打死了。
The killer was 16 at the time.
当时打死他的儿子的人才16岁。
And his son was 20.
而他的儿子当年是20岁。
This killer was then sentenced 25 and a half years.
那法院就判这个杀人的人坐牢25年。
But then he was released after serving 17 years in prison.
坐牢17年之后他就保释出狱了。
But very strange, where is he now?
很奇怪的。现在这个人住在哪里呢?
After releasing from the prison,
出狱之后他在哪里呢?
He was now living close to Mary.
他的住的地方很靠近玛丽的地方。
Why?
为什么呢?
And how does it happen?
事情怎么发生的呢?
I have prepared this video for you to watch.
我准备了这个视频给大家一起的欣赏。
We end tonight with one of the most potent powers on earth. It can change lives in an instant. Everyone has it. It's the power to forgive. Watch it now in action in Steve Hartman's Assignment America.
Thank you, Lord.
In a small apartment building in North Minneapolis, a 59-year-old teacher's aide sings praise to God.For no seemingly apparent reason. Indeed, if anyone was to have issues with the Lord, it would be Mary Johnson.
For all you've done for me. He never had a chance.
In February 1993, Mary's son, Loramian Bird, was shot to death during an argument at a party. He was 20 and Mary's only child.
My son was gone.
The killer.Was a 16-year-old kid named O'Shea Israel.
这个是杀手。
Justice. He was an animal. He deserved to be caged.
And he was. Tried as an adult and sentenced to 25 and a half years, O'Shea served 17 before being recently released. He now lives back in the old neighborhood, close to Mary. This close.
就是当邻居了。
Next door.
Next door.
How a convicted murderer ended up living a door jamb away from his victim's mother is a story not of horrible misfortune, as you might expect, but of remarkable mercy. A few years ago, Mary asked if she could meet O'Shea here at Minnesota's Stillwater State Prison. As a devout Christian, she felt compelled to see if there was some way, if somehow, she could forgive her son's killer.
What'd she say to you? I believe the first thing she said was, look, you don't know me, I don't know you, let's just start with right now. And I was befuddled myself.
O'Shea says they met regularly after that. When he got out, she introduced him to her landlord, who, with Mary's blessing, invited O'Shea to move into the building. Today, they don't just live close, they are close. Clearly, Mary was able to forgive.
Unforgiveness is like cancer. It will eat you from the inside out. It's not about that other person. Me forgiving him does not diminish what he's done. Yes, he murdered my son, but the forgiveness is for me. It's for me.
For O'Shea, it hasn't been that easy.
I haven't totally forgiven myself yet. I'm learning how to forgive myself. And I'm still growing towards, you know, trying to forgive myself and what it is I've done.
To that end, O'Shea is now busy proving himself to himself. He works at a recycling plant by day and goes to college by night. He says he's determined to pay back Mary's clemency by contributing to society. In fact, he's already working on it, singing the praises of God and forgiveness at prisons, churches, to large audiences everywhere.
Forgiveness is a powerful thing.
Which explains why Mary can sing her praise of thanks to her audience of one. Steve Hartman, CBS News, Minneapolis.
For all you've done for me.
Now you can see this mother, she took the initiative to approach the killer of her son.
大家看见母亲是她采取主动去找杀害她儿子的杀手。
It's difficult.
是很难的。
But if you notice what she said.
但是也许你有注意她说什么。
She said the forgiveness is for me.
她说我需要宽恕。
She didn't have such an inner strength to forgive at first.
起初她没有这种力量去饶恕。
But later on, she has that inner strength.
然后呢，她找到力量。
She has the inner strength to do something for her son's killer.
跟着她就有力量为她死去的儿子的杀手做点事。
With an intention of saving him from the power of sin.
他是有目的的，需要这个杀手能够从罪的捆锁中被救出来。
With an intention that this killer may have a second chance.
他的意图是这个杀手能够有一次的机会。
So this lady has lived out the words of Jesus.
所以我觉得这个女人就活出了今天耶稣的教导的精髓了。
The essence of the Lord Jesus' teaching is this.
今天耶稣的教导的精神是这。
Compassion with an intention to save.
要有怜恤的心，况且更要有帮助别人得救的目的。
So that means you don't follow Jesus' teaching literally.
意思就是说，千万别按照耶稣的话的表面的意思去执行。
You must grasp the essence of it.
你必须掌握事情的精髓。
And it all starts from your inner heart.
而一切都是从我们的心开始。
To be filled by God's compassion.
让神的怜恤充满你。
To pity the person.
To 为了别人去可怜他们。
To forgive what he has done wrong.
他们所做错的事情，宽恕他们。
And to take further step to save him.
然后再采取下一步的行动，帮助他得救。
To help him realize his wrong.
帮助他明白过来，他以前所做的是错的。
To help him feel ashamed of his own wrong deed.
去让他为他所做的恶事感到羞愧。
So, how to implement the Lord's teaching? There is no fixed method.
怎样执行耶稣今天的话是没有一定的方法的。
Because every situation is different.
因为每一个情景都不一样。
You can't just follow one fixed rule for all circumstances.
这里没有一个规律，一个法律，你可以很简单去跟着去做的。
So we have to be led by the Holy Spirit.
我们必须被神的灵去引领。
But the guiding principle is being moved by God's compassion and with an intention to save that person.
但是我们的确有一个指导的原则，那就是心里必须有怜恤，况且有目的帮助人得救。
To conclude, go back to the story of my little sister.
所以我结束的时候又回到我的小妹妹的故事呢。
I was wrong.
我当年的处理是错的。
Because I have not understood the Lord's teaching properly.
因为我没有明白耶稣的话的真意。
What I should have done was to take courage to confront my neighbor.
我应该做的是走到楼下，勇敢地去面对这个伤我的妹妹的人。
Not in anger.
不是很愤怒的这样出去。
I wouldn't scold her.
我也不没有必要去骂她。
But I would certainly tell her.
但是我一定要告诉她。
Your behavior was unacceptable.
你对我妹妹身上所做的是不能接受的。
Please apologize to my sister.
请你向我的妹妹道歉。
Should it happen again, I will call the police.
要是你再伤害我的妹妹，我会报警。
In doing so, I hope she would come to realize her own wrongdoing.
我这样做呢，我是抱有希望她会停止这种的错的事。
And feel ashamed of it.
我也希望她会觉得会羞愧。
And then it will stop her from repeating the same wrongdoing.
我希望她以后也不会再这样的伤害别人。
So this is all my sharing for today.
这就是今天的信息。
So I hope your inner being will be nourished by the word of God today.
我盼望今天你的内心会因着神的话得到滋润。
So Ahoy, what you have done to your friend, is right after all.
所以我想说呢，看人向你借钱，你不借给他，你做得对。
Okay, Lily, I hope you can find an answer already.
我希望刚才提问的莉莉现在有答案了。
Okay, let's quiet down before the Lord.
让我们一起在神面前安静。